The following is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
And alongside John Crispin, I'm Bill Roth, welcoming you to tonight's game from Louisville. Jason Horowitz will join us shortly from our Westwood One studios. It is Wednesday night in the ACC, and tonight Louisville returns home after losing consecutive road games at Georgia Tech and at Clemson. And John, the Cards and head coach Chris Mack need a win in a big way.
Yeah, they sure do. This is a team that has Final Four level potential, but execution, energy, toughness have to be matched with that potential. And I think that's been the biggest problem for this team. That's been the biggest disappointment. The fan base is frustrated because of the potential of this team, but they have not seen it show up on the floor.
They're 21-5, but have dropped two straight, and their top player, ACC preseason player of the year, Jordan Warr, has gone into a big-time slump.
Well, and he's got to be the guy. He's got to be the guy that not only scores from the perimeter and inside, he's got to do a lot of the little things right. Doing the little things right when you're the best player on the floor, it lifts the energy of the team. He needs to start to be the leader of this group.
Meanwhile, Syracuse comes into town with a mark of 14-11. The Orange are 7-7 in the ACC. And for Jim Boeheim's team, they bring the leading scorer in the conference to town tonight, and that is a young gentleman by the name of Elijah Hughes.
Yeah, Elijah Hughes, a couple games ago against NC State, went out with a groin injury. Interesting to see whether he's got it in him to play a solid 40 minutes. He might be the guy that has to play the entire game for them to have success.
Sellout crowd expected tonight here in Louisville. Coming up next, the Syracuse Orange and the Louisville Cardinals. But when we return, Jason Horowitz will join us from our studios. You're listening to NCAA Basketball on Westwood One. Four minutes into the first half tonight here at the Yum Center in Louisville. Cardinals lead the Orange 11-5 early. And a reminder to tune into Westwood One's coverage of NCAA basketball coming up this Saturday. Ryan Radke and Kyle Macy will have all the action between Florida and Kentucky. And they'll choose the AutoZone In the Zone Player of the Week, sponsored by AutoZone. A reliable ride starts with a reliable battery. So if you're looking to start your car with peace of mind, go with proven tough Duralast batteries available only at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Alongside John Crispin, Bill Roth with you tonight, Derbytown, USA. Well, what do you think early? What have we seen?
Well, so far, I think the start was great for Louisville, not just because they're making shots. It really has nothing to do with making shots for Louisville. They have the firepower to get back in a game if they give it up. The problem has been energy. It's been edge. It's been that fight that you're looking for. And I think the fan base has been just as frustrated as Chris Mack has been. It's a guy who sees the potential in this team, yet needs to see the execution, needs to see the fire in his team. And you got to think the shakeup in the lineup had something to do with the start, because I've seen more players dive on the floor to start this game for Louisville than I have probably all season.
For Jim Boeheim's team, Howard Washington checks in for the first time. He gets Girard, who's been really bothered by that SU defense early. Cardinals will inbound out of the timeout underneath a quick left-hand jump hook by Malik Williams is too strong off the window. And Sidibe rips the rebound down for the Orange, who trail by six. They are just one of three from the floor and four turnovers thus far tonight. Cards jump back into their tight man-to-man. Elijah Hughes out front. A jump pass to the wing on the left side to Buddy Boeheim, the son of head coach Jim Boeheim. Eight to shoot. Boeheim gives it up. Left side, Howard Washington. Swings right off a high ball screen, zips to Boeheim, steps back, shoots, left it short. Defensive cam to the Cardinals, Jordan Wara. Sprinting to midcourt through that big Cardinal logo, the throwback logo that is on the court here at the KFC Yum Center this year, as they painted this whole court as a throwback to their 80s teams. A lob into the left corner and a drive by David Johnson. Back to Wara, misfires from 17, and the rebound to Syracuse's Quincy Guerrier. Outlet pass on the right wing to a streaking Elijah Hughes. Crosses over, penetrating into the lane. Nearly lost the handle again. A lob to Boeheim on the right. Boeheim against McMahon. Drop pass into the baseline area. It's caught there by Sidibe. Faces up, 14 to shoot. Sidibe gets it back to Hughes. They double him, and a skip pass to nobody. Another Syracuse turnover.
This is a Louisville defense that has been proactively disruptive. When I say proactively disruptive, it's by design. They're taking the first pass away. They're forcing you into counters and secondary options. And Syracuse has yet to figure it out.
11-5, Cardinals leading. 5.5 minutes into this Wednesday night ACC game. McMahon, a lob to the block. A leaping catch by Williams. Went to Duncan. Got fouled by Gary. And that'll be his second foul. You know, I mentioned the court design.
Love it.
This is a throwback to Denny Crum's Louisville teams of the 80s with the Duncan Cardinal at midcourt.
the old school Duncan Cardinal. Yeah. Nothing new age. You know, this doesn't look like a digital design. It looks like someone drew it by hand. I can't stand the new courts that have too much going on. I like the classic look. I guess I'm the get off my lawn guy.
What's your favorite court?
Not Oregon, I'll tell you that.
Oh boy. First free throw goes down for Malik Williams.
Well, you know, all the trees and everything. It's a little much.
Well, you won't be invited to the Oregon alumni game. Hey, are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. First free throw for Williams was good. He misfired on the second. Cards 12, Orange 5. Early going first half tonight from Louisville. Against the man-to-man Boeheim, a deep NBA range three is pure. Nothing but net for Buddy Boeheim from right in front of the U of L bench. And that's a shot the Orange needed.
Great read by Buddy Boeheim. Instead of curling the screen, read the defense, bounced back. They took the dribble to make the pass, and he made the shot.
12-8, Louisville with the lead in the ball in the front court. A left wing jumper for Sutton. That's good. 14-8, Cards by six once again. 13:55 to go in the first half. Howard Washington counterattacks for Syracuse. Number 10 in the Orange. Walks across the midcourt stripe and hands to Buddy Boeheim. A bounce pass to Dolajai, draws a double, lobs it on the right side to a driving Washington. Back to Boeheim, misses the three. Big rebound pulled down by Malik Williams. That was a man-sized rebound. Long lob front court, Sutton. An inside-outside feed to a driving Wara. Lets it go and connects. 17-8, Louisville with its biggest lead of the first half.
That's pretty transition offense. The throw ahead, couple dribbles to get inside the paint, leads to a long closeout. Jordan Wara able to do work.
On their feet now at the Yum Center. The Cardinals by nine, 6 minutes in, first half. Here's Guerrier posting up down low, spins and scores over Wara with the right hand. 17-10, Orange back to within seven. Into the front court, Dwayne Sutton handles out front against Buddy Boeheim against the SU zone. The traditional 2-3. Wara high post, turn, shoots, around and out. Big rebound, Malik Williams keeps it alive. Left hand follow, no good. And Sutton gets fouled on a third attempt. The bugaboo that has hurt SU all year, allowing teams second shots, and on that issue, they got three shots to the Cards.
Now, part of that is the fact that Louisville been successful in getting the ball to that high post area. That time to Jordan Wara led to an open shot with two defenders closing out. Two defenders close at the basketball, there's going to be offensive rebounding opportunities.
And so a couple of free throws now for Sutton, and the first one was short. That was the fourth team foul, by the way, on Louisville. Johnson and Williams will sit, and here is Stephen Enoch coming in for the first time. Remember, he had been a normal starter. He did not play the first 7 minutes tonight, and now the fifth-year former UConn Husky is in for the first time.
Interesting to see the energy. I mean, that's what you're looking for. You want to see how a player responds coming off the bench if he's a usual starter.
18-10, Cards with the lead. Here's Boeheim, off balance runner, no good. High rebound, a fight for the ball. Ripped out of there by Guerrier, and he puts it in with the right hand, cutting the Louisville lead to six. Quincy Guerrier with a strong follow in a crowd.
Quincy Guerrier just wins the tough battles. I mean, he times it well, but he also just gives you the best effort on the floor.
McMahon out front, bounce low to Wara, jump hook in the air, got it. Cards 20, Orange 12. Two more for Jordan Wara, who's off to a strong start with 8 points in this first half.
Syracuse has had a tough time keeping the pass out of the paint. When the ball gets in the paint, the defense is broken down.
And Dolajai, another unforced turnover, threw the ball to the wing. Hughes was going back door, and the ball ended up right on the Cardinals bench. That is the fifth SU turnover. Cards with the basketball in the front court against the zone. Ryan McMahon aims, fires a three. That one's off the iron, no good, and over the back rebound on Wara. That will be his first foul and the team's third. And it will send us to a media timeout. 11:58 to go in the first half. ACC basketball tonight from Louisville. And our score, the Cards 20 and the Orange 12. You're listening to NCAA basketball on Westwood One.